finish off those peppers for me. So that's kind of the last of it. We were talking earlier, Don, and it sounds like your potatoes are ready. Have you dug those yet?
Well, that's one of my questions. All right. I did dig a few out only because I needed space, but no, they're still out there.
Yeah, so it's probably a good time to start thinking about those root crops, those potatoes and carrots and beets and some of those other crops that we may have planted that grew underneath the ground. This is a good time to start thinking about harvesting those up. We've had a couple frosts. If you've got carrots or beets in the ground, you want to wait a little bit longer until maybe a little hard frost comes along to sweeten those up. Those are still fine in the ground.
Okay.
But probably potatoes like you've got there in your garden, it's a really good time. Today the sun might come out and it'd be a great day to dig them.
Okay.
Dig them out of the ground, and what I like to do is leave them on top of the ground maybe all afternoon and sort of turn them over here and there just so they can begin to dry out. I don't want to pack them in my boxes all wet.
Right.
I want them to be dried out. And then think about where I'm going to store them. And that brings us to the idea, what are we going to do with all this food we've been talking about growing? Where do we put it, and how do we keep it for the winter?
Yeah.
And that brings us to the topic of root cellars. And you don't necessarily have to have something called a root cellar. You just need to have a space that works for the proper storage of some of these crops. And we've brought in...